I don't want French fried potatoes, red ripe tomatoes. I'm never satisfied. I want the frim frim sauce with the os and fade with chiffon.
Hi, I'm Norman Van Aken, and welcome to A Word on Food. Today's word on food is catfish. Here's two concepts that might not seem to jibe, but they do arc. Be patient, listeners. We are going fishing. The editors at the magazine, subtitled The Magazine of Fine Living, a.k.a. The Rob Report, asked me to nominate a Miami chef to go head-to-head with five other chefs from around the entire USA. And there is where the connecting points between a magazine that advertises private planes, Rolls-Royce automobiles, and real estate for your getaway cabin in Switzerland with what I told you right up top was our spotlight subject today here at A Word on Food Land, catfish. And the Miami chef we chose for that big deal contest? His name is Phil Bryant, and he cooks out of a place in Coral Gables christened The Local. Phil is an expert with catfish. He can cook a lot of memorable food. Go see for yourselves, or what I really mean is go taste for yourselves. When I go, my go-to is Phil's fried catfish. Oh, burger lovers? Cheese royales? Yeah, you're going to be happy too. The typical way to prepare catfish is to fry it. It is not the only way, but let me talk about frying. We do ours in bacon fat. I know, I know. Isn't bacon fat bad for you? I will tell you what is worse for you. Boring. I don't believe the real culprit in the American diet is bacon fat or lard. I believe it is the stuff the fast food companies and the big food companies stick in our foods that has led us to that destructive path. Our grandparents didn't have nearly the woes this generation does. Our grannies always had a recycled coffee can of bacon grease ready to go in the fridge to pump up the power of their homemade cooking. I like catfish cornmeal crusted and spiced with a dose of salt, pepper, and cayenne, and then dropped in hot bacon fat and done to a turn. If frying ain't your thing, you could pick up a copy of our friend Donald Link's great cookbook, Down South, and learn how to make a catfish court bouillon. This is not as soupy as you might think, given a name which includes court bouillon. The literal translation of that is short broth. It is not so much short, but a simpler version than some broths. New Orleans-based Donald Link's is a mighty tasty dish. There is no doubt there are many folks who doubt catfish. I wonder how many of them ever had it. Catfish got a reputation long ago for supposedly tasting muddy. I have not eaten a lot of mud. I try not to. Some folks must have had more than me, so I have to imagine what they mean. But I still can't get there. When I'm in front of a plate of fried catfish, I do sometimes have a Proustian moment. It is a clean smell of the freshwater lake I swam in when I was growing up in the northern region of Illinois we hail from. Diamond Lake is its name. And to the best of my knowledge, there were no catfish in that lake. There were carp. I will not push the Diamond Lake variety. But catfish? I could eat it once a month, maybe more if I was in places like Georgia or The Local in the Deep South territory of Coral Gables. I'm Norman Van Aken, and that's my word on food.
Well, I wish